Okay, David Holmes, the man who has done everything and been there and seen that and got the T-shirt. He's here.
69 Police.
And we'll be talking to him after this. This is 69 Police. It's 69 Police. It's from the album, which is a bit like being in a musical equivalent of the Hunter S. Thompson novel. It's Bow Down to the Exit Sign. It's the new David Holmes album. And here he is, DJ, producer, film soundtrack writer. What have I missed?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Bullshitter.
Part-time bar owner? Former bar owner?
Former bar owner. I'll put it down to an expensive learning curve.
Is it?
Yeah, it came and went, thank God.
So this was the bar Mogwai, which is no more.
Yeah, it's no more, thank God, Steve. I should never have done it. I'm just lucky to sort of be in the position I am where I can pick up the pieces and move on, kind of thing.
So talking about moving on, what have you been doing recently? We'll talk about the album in a second, but have you been doing much DJing?
Yeah, I've been doing quite a lot. I did all the Homelands gigs and doing a lot of just smaller gigs. I see myself more as a backroom DJ now.
Yeah.
I was booked for the Homelands thing some time ago. I had a really great time, but I just prefer being in like smaller back rooms, playing whatever I want.
Mm.
And I play music that inspires me to make music. Mm. Rather than playing music just for, you know, the kids, if you like, or for the dance floor, you know, it's just, I'd rather be sort of self-indulgent and just play to 100 people who are like totally into what I'm doing.
Have you got a favourite curveball track at the moment? The really unexpected one?
Not really. I said most of my tunes are a bit like, I'm so sort of self-indulgent when I play. I play like everything from Tortoise to Marvin Gaye and Little Stevie Wonder to, you know, Public Image and a bit of Miles Davis. I got so into Miles Davis when I was in New York. I think that was one of the reasons why the album was really had the sound that it did. A lot of the main influences really did come from New York, from like the Stooges to Miles, and lots of just really old funk and
so tell us
soul music.
Tell us about that then. When did you start sort of thinking about the album? Because as a concept, it's an album, but it's also linked in with an ongoing sort of film project, isn't it?
Yeah, well, basically, after I finished Let's Get Killed, I was very sort of into that whole concept of, you know, going to New York with my DAT machine and just recording all the different freaks and stuff and, you know, slicing those in between all the different tracks. And I was basically just looking for a way to develop that idea but without repeating myself.
Mm.
And I spoke to a friend, her name's Lisa Barrister-Sal, she's from Belfast, and she's, you know, young, up-and-coming, very sort of creative writer. And I thought, well, you know, why don't I try and make a movie? I just wanted to take it as far as I could. And Lisa started writing while I started making the music, and the whole thing developed very blindly. It just sort of happened and shaped and blossomed into what it is now, where Lisa's finished her sort of fifth draft, and we've been talking to different producers in New York and in London, and there's a real, you know, we've managed to create this buzz about a movie that hasn't been made yet, because we've got the soundtrack, we've got the characters, but, you know, first and foremost, it's an album.
Like, although, in a way, did you, I can't work out whether the process of making a record, making one of your records, is, on the one hand, it's almost like staging a robbery, where you go around and get all the people who can do the various different bits of the robbery, or whether it's actually very much like almost casting people in roles for a film, because you've gone round and got various guests on this record.
Yeah, I mean it's a bit of both. I mean, you've got to sort of just take your chances, really, and fate comes into it in a big way. I mean, just some of the people who actually worked on the album, the way they actually it came about was just bizarre. Like John Spencer, I did a remix for Talk About the Blues, and rather than get paid, I asked him just to return the favor. Bobby Gillespie, I was speaking to him on the phone, just saying, look, I've got this club happening in New York, I'm playing Public Image and Miles Davis, and he was going, oh, great, you know, that sounds magic, you know, that's where we're at, sort of thing. And a week later, I got the phone call to work on Exterminator, which I was just really, like, flattered to be involved, you know, do you fancy returning the favour kind of thing? It just very much happened like that.
Yeah.
I just sort of like working with people who are open-minded and want to do things differently.
Okay, listen, we'll play one of the tracks which features a guest on it, and I think this is, in my mind, this is one of the sort of integral parts of the plot. It's from the new David Holmes album. This track featuring Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream is Sick City. From the new David Holmes album, which is Bow Down to the Exit Sign, and that's a track called Sick City. We'll play another track in just a second. The Musical Magpie, David Holmes, with us in the studio. And is this why you can't stay put in any one place? Because you're always thinking about collecting stuff.
I just get
people,
really...
People, got to meet more people, hear more things.
Well, I just think through DJing, you get a chance to sort of travel all around, and some places you're really sort of drawn to, in some places you're not. And then I go to a place, like I was in New Orleans a few weeks ago and was really inspired by that. We went to the Jazz Festival and ended up meeting with Ava K. Jones, who's this the high priestess of voodoo in New Orleans, and we went down to the graveyard where they shot Easy Rider and just met a couple of people who were just incredible. So New Orleans might be the next sort of port of call.
Right.
And
New Orleans is the new New York, is it?
Well,
is it?
I don't know, but it's very different city, but the New York thing, I've just sort of done it, you know?
Yeah. So do you, I mean, is this a thing with you, that you sort of use something up you know, you sort of bore a hole into it. And when the mind's dry, I have to move on.
In a way, I just like sort of, life's all about getting experience, and I love meeting really interesting people. I'm totally sort of drawn to that, and sort of New Orleans and New York have such strong musical history.
Mm. Were you like this when you were younger?
Yeah, I've been into everything. Yeah. I just caught the tail end of punk. I was like, you know, I started DJing through the whole mod movement and being really obsessed with 60s R&B and soul music. And then, even though the 80s was, you know, a really dull time in a lot of ways for people, a very depressing time, it had some really great things like the mod movement and going to clubs where they played Gene Vincent alongside The Clash and The Cult and, you know, Prince Buster. So it was a great time growing up that way because, you know, you were being introduced to so much music. I had loads of older brothers and sisters who were up, you know, and there was a couple of them who were really into music. And I had one sister who was living in London since 69, and she, you know, used to go to the 100 Club and see the Pistols and, you know, bring back records. And my brother was like a massive Jam fan, so I just had all these records. And my mum was really into like Stevie Wonder and Sinatra and stuff, and had these old Who records lying around, so.
Well, that's where the schizophrenia probably comes from, musical schizophrenia.
A man of many personalities.
On this album, with a certain, you know, there's the filmic influence, obviously. Do you, in general, do you go for good guys or bad guys?
Definitely bad guys.
Bad guys. Do you see bad guys in this record?
There's lots. I mean, there's a lot of different characters in this record. I mean, it's so varied from artists and poets and pimps and hookers and pickpockets.
It sounds like
it's like a modern day Midnight Cowboy, like, with the sort of the soundtrack to performance.
We better let you go because you've got to go off and launch the album, in fact, tonight with a cast of thousands. We'll play another track from the record, though, your choice.
Okay, it's Zero Tolerance. This will probably be a single at some time or other. This features Martina Topley Bird, that most people will know from her work with Tricky.
It's the evening session. Our guest, David Holmes. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
I saw you across the eyes. We skipped
from the album Bow Down to the Exit Sign, which is out next week. From the most travelled man on the evening session this week. New Orleans, New York, wherever he lays his hat, that's David Holmes.